This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where you can look at some of you blew it. I know we're a month away, but some of you blew it on Valentine's Day. Okay? The other thing I'd say to you, why do you only buy things for your loved one once a year? Why do you let Hallmark and others tweak you and poke you to do it once a year? It's craziness. No, in all sincerity, it's craziness. So they have robes. They have slippers. They have, you know, bathroom play. They have all kinds of great things there. Go check it out. Doesn't cost you anything to peruse the website, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. You're going to save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And listen, for some of my patriots out there, my patriot pals, I mean, you talk about helping each other out. You're talking about making a difference. You're talking about, you know, some of you don't want to donate. I don't know if you think we're using the money to go on vacation or what, but a lot of the shows have been, it's gotten to the point now where you can't really make any money online. And the only way to do that, really, or make the money online, is you got to kind of come up with your own product. I don't want to do all that. Mike Lindell's been a supporter of all of us for all intents and purposes. So why not just give it back to him? Why not allow him to do what he does and help everybody else out? And I mean that sincerely. All right, so let's do that. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. That way there, everybody wins. Nobody loses in this deal. And frankly and honestly, if you have any problem with this product, I haven't heard anybody yet. If you've had it, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Send me an email. Let me know that you had a bad experience with the product, and we'll try to help you fix it. But I'm telling you, most people I talk to, look, it's not for everybody, right? There are some people who don't like the product. They don't like dealing with it. Okay, so be it. But really and honestly, go there. Check it out. You can always send the stuff back. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Joe on your way out. You'll save a boatload of money. And I'll make some money. And you'll help the people in the area, in Mike's plants, make money as well. And you support the I don't know, not just the issues, but just support the programs that you want to, because he does. It's one way to make sure your money's going to the right place. You know, we found out when? Too late that, I shouldn't say too late. Starbucks, you know, places like that. Bed Bath & Beyond and a few others, they weren't supporting our causes. They were actually working against our causes. And what was that all about? Seriously. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. We will all benefit, guaranteed. All right. You know, we used to be truly the world's superpower, economically, militarily, and so on. And today is a sad day for America. I mean that sincerely. Now, Putin meets with President Xi from China. They announced plans for a new emerging global world order. Russia announced its support for China and Taiwan, and for total unification of China. Let that sink in for a minute. I know some of you don't like them. That wouldn't happen under Trump. Not going to happen. Right? Chinese President Xi Jinping, again, he's really flexing muscle, and muscle that he actually has. You realize he's got us by the proverbial family jewels here in this country. They make over 80% of our pharmaceuticals. When you talk about our solar panels and parts for, he makes the majority of those as well. I don't know. What are we waiting for? For real? What is it we're waiting for? The physical invasion of? Now, the Russian and Chinese president are expected to announce solidarity against the Western community. And the current lack of U.S. leadership on the international stage is making it, these guys are walking in. And once they get a hold of, it's over. And when I say it's over, I mean it'll take 10 times the amount of time to get it back. Now, the meetings took place as Russia now overtook Saudi Arabia as China's largest oil supplier. Now, the Saudis were or are friends of ours. Now, how is this going to go over? What do you think will happen? Now, Joe Biden, the Democrats, does anybody else feel this way? It's kind of like they're working overtime to decimate the U.S. energy sector. China, Russia, and others move towards a realistic energy planning. The U.S. is so worried about the ecosystem, and not that we shouldn't take care of it. You know that's not what I mean. But seriously, they're so worried about the ecosystem, they can't think of anything else. We were energy independent under Trump. We didn't need anybody else's help. You know what that meant? That meant it strengthened us and weakened them. But we can't have that. We can't be number one. Under Democrat rule, there in D.C., we cannot be number one in anything. And well, maybe except poverty. That would make them very happy. Double Senior Host, Dr. B. joins us. She can counsel me down off the ceiling right after this. She listens to Joe Messina's show. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. So much easier, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5562. Look, get engaged. Get involved. I say this all the time. I'm not going to stop. Do something more than nothing. You know, recently, again, I had another school board meeting last week. And one of the things that I always talk about, I always say the same thing. You cannot show up at our school board meetings, any school board meeting for that matter, and expect that board to fix something that's been going on for decades in one or two or three meetings. You need to be consistent. You need to put the same pressure on that they put on, that the other side puts on the board because of what they want and how they want it. You just need to keep going down that road. And don't give up till you get what you want. Don't be a stooge about it. Don't be nasty about it. Don't be them. And do the right thing. Bring on, she on with us from time to time. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, Dr. B. And Dr. B caught a glimpse of my board meeting last week and has some things that she might like to discuss about it. How are you doing, Dr. B?
I'm good. Super impressive. I, you know, it's interesting because you know, honestly, you know, we're in Texas now, born and raised in California, and now happy to be in Texas. But I do get people telling me all the time, Dr. B, I go to these board meetings, I go to council meetings, and there are things going on, you know, with councils and things around here, but they're shocked that it's the same. And I'm like, look, you know, we're here for lower taxes, no state income tax. There is still America here. We do have a lot of rights. There are numerous things. Gas prices are $2-something a gallon. But people are people are people, no matter what. And that includes good people, evil people, the lost, the saved, Republicans, Democrats, fill in the blank. And so watching that while I was, like, saddened, because it's same old, really. Nothing's getting done. But it is literally the same, honestly. If people go and watch that, you know, these board meetings, it's the same. You know, insert state, insert city, insert school district. And nothing, I'm not seeing anything get done. I still see this, it's not even right, left, Democrat, Republican at this point. I still see this psychologically damaging and depraved and unchristlike and ungodly agenda being fought for. And even getting into our school libraries, definitely in our bookstores, and then, you know, just I was not shocked, but just so sad at how hard some of these parents were fighting. And I feel like they don't even know they were fighting for peace, but they were, I deserve, and you will do this, and you will see me, and you will, and it's like, okay, that. Number one, that's never going to work. Number two, who does that in a job interview? Who does that as a council member? Who does that as a dignified person, right? It's, and what are you teaching your kids? I mean, the teenagers were doing it. The parents were doing it on one side. The other side, it was literally, hey, wake up. Maybe we, you know, they're telling parents where to put the blame, which wasn't on these kids. I mean, you know, the kids need to, it's definitely a teaching lesson what was going on. But yeah, I was shocked at the, you will do this and you will submit and you will bow down and I deserve. And
I thought it was interesting, Joe, the one young lady who got up and kept saying, you will see me. You will see me. And I'm thinking, okay,
yeah.
This almost sounds like a speech from way back when. But
it's
almost like a drama moment. You will, like, what, we're not seeing you? Are you actually suggesting we're not seeing you?
I felt like we were back in 1862, and, you know, literally, I'm like, hello, you, because of the people who fought for this country, because of who is on this board, because you're in America, you get to stand there and speak. What? No one's stopping you. We see you. We get it. You're even on Vimeo. You're on TV. We see you. We all see you.
But what kills that whole, I mean, I don't even know how to phrase this question, but, you know, that whole simple thought process. I mean, think of the anger about the girls. I mean, this was partially about a video that three girls did back in 2019. Oh, actually, they did it back in June of 2022. It was based on a hip-hop song that was very popular in 2019. And it was a terrible song. It was I Hate Ends. I Hate Ends. This song just kept saying it, but it was a black hip-hop artist, right?
Right.
And,
right. And how many million views? Millions.
Oh, yeah. And so we're telling these kids, you deal with young minds. So here we are telling these kids in music that this is a catchy tune, a catchy song. The word's used a lot. You see black comedians use it on a regular basis. Those same girls or any white kid that goes to buy a ticket to a hip-hop event, they're going to be there singing that song. Now, as long as they're in a group of black folks or what have you, is it okay? Maybe it's not okay. I don't know. But those kids have got to be so confused with that word and other things, aren't they?
Well, and that's it's at what point, and again, I'm all about, you know, Ephesians 4:29, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth. I think that I don't see it really with any other race except for African American races, where they have derogatory words they use among each other, right? And if we say it, it's like death to America. But honestly, I don't think most of us care to. I've got a lot of them, but I don't know any of my black friends that are on that level, if that makes sense. It's more of a respect, disrespect, a grace, a class thing, right? Not class, middle class, high class, but just being classy, being respectful, being dignified, just speaking well, if that makes sense. And I think that's what it comes down to is it's not a color thing to me. I've met all kinds of different people in my lifetime, and we all speak differently. Some, you know, the F word's is every other word, and I just kind of close my ears and move on. That's not me.
But you got young, impressionable minds at the school.
Yeah,
you've got the black kids calling each other the N word.
Okay? All the time. I hear it all the time at our schools. Yep. Not at our school that my kids.
I'm not trying to stick up for anybody, any white kid that uses the word, but. And a young brain, it's got to be, wait a minute, you sell me music that has it. I go to your concerts. It's okay for me to sing it there. I hear you use it in the hallways, and now you want me not only expelled but tarred and feathered? Really?
Right. And they were singing it within the context of the song, correct?
Yes. Oh, they were singing the song verbatim. And all right, we got to go for a quick break. Because I believe in capitalism. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more with Dr. B right after the break.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A witness in the former President Trump Stormy Daniels case says the key witness against Trump is a liar. On Monday, Bob Costello, a one-time legal advisor to former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, said Cohen is a known perjurer.
I've listened to Michael Cohen stand in front of the courthouse and say things that are directly contrary to what he said to us. My obligation is to bring the truth to both the district attorney and to Trump's lawyers. That's exactly what I did.
Meantime, Cohen claims Trump reimbursed him for hush money payments to Daniels during the 2016 campaign to keep the adult film actress from exposing an alleged affair she had with Trump. Actor and filmmaker Jordan Peele's next project now has a release date. It's coming out on Christmas Day, 2024. However, there is not an official name yet, as Universal Pictures only calls it Untitled Fourth Film Directed by Jordan Peele. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. As I always say, truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. You do that by doing something more than nothing, okay? And you do that by listening to the experts. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and her insight on this. I got to tell you, though, Dr. B, I'm you know, as tough as I am still thoroughly taken back by the open hate from the group who claims to be all loving, forgiving, caring, tolerant, and the whole nine yards. And you're saying, oh, my God, either I got a terrible public school education because I always thought tolerant and forgiveness was totally different than what I'm seeing. It's got to be some kind of mental health condition. And it has to be. You can't have that kind of hate and not have something cross-wired.
You'd think. Yes. Yeah. It's funny because you say that, because the emotions, there's a part of the brain called the amygdala, and that's where emotions, you know, come from. And it's you know me, I love to study brain scans and
yes, you
hopefully I won't put people to sleep.
You and your husband must have great dates, you know. He's sitting there reading a newspaper and you're looking at brain scans. Okay, go for it.
He's like, I don't understand it. What do you see? And I'm like, come on, look at that. But yeah, I honestly there is something called an angry brain, and that is where it is an overactive brain in that part in the amygdala. And it's a thing. I mean, we need to have emotion regulation, right? That's where it is, and we need to self-regulate. Or your brain will do it for you. It will be happy to do that if you stay. And not only does contempt and anger and all of that cause, you know, physiological issues. We've talked about that, high blood pressure, cancer, strokes, and on and on and on. But you can get in quite a loop in your brain. I've talked about this and explained it to, you know, a lot of people were seeing OCD in my teens, that I work with, a higher rate of anxiety, OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder, just that everything has to be perfect. And if it's not, then they get anxious and panic. But if you give in and feed that similar to the angry part of you, and y'all need to hear this, it almost like grows. It gets larger. If you had an MRI, a functional MRI, an fMRI, you will show which parts of the brain are lit up more than others. So if you stay in that, it is, you're changing your brain and not for good. You will start if you're angry all the time and just hold on to it, the brain then will react constantly, like boom, 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 everything. Everything you're going to be snipping at and snapping at and taking wrong, and you're going to be judgmental. And here we are. Again, look where we are in society. I think that people do not give anybody else the benefit of the doubt. It's not culturally acceptable anymore. It's I am owed this, and you deserve this. And like those two girls, you know, that were singing the rap song. I mean, everybody's just jumping on them without understanding where they're coming from. They're probably jumping on the parents, you know, not understanding that you handed them the phone, and every kid has a phone in America over the age of two. You really have to pay attention to what they're putting inside their head. And for, was it somebody, I don't know if you told me or somebody at the meeting said that music doesn't affect.
Yeah, I think it was the head of the NAACP. Again, I might be, or somebody said next.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, what'd you say?
Music doesn't affect young minds. You can't say, and I'm thinking to myself, are you out of your mind? I mean, where did you get that?
And the research to not support that, the research in support of how much the mind is affected by words, by lyrics, by melody, it's why we want to listen to it. It can be an addiction. You know, it calms people. It heightens awareness in people. I mean, the effect of music and lyrics is, to me, one of the greatest ways that our brain, in which our brain can be affected. So I just really, and they all were all over that, right? They embraced her saying one thing, and that is one thing I don't understand. The media says it. The head of this or this says it. Nobody does their research, and that is a pet peeve for me, who constantly does research. But even simple things like that, I there were so many things said at that board meeting that were just said. And people were clapping, and I'm like, no, that is not what tomatoes are green and purple. Yes, they are. That's right. And I'm like, no, well, they're not. Not together.
I remember studies over the years when my kids were young, and I was reading these studies about how the kids start off their day with music and what have you. And the music that was good for them, the kind of music they should be listening to, that helps soothe the brain, get it ready for the day, what have you, in different situations. And I was thinking, again, I don't have that piece of paper you have. And I'm sitting here, when she said that, I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not true. Studies have shown that certain music, you know, puts you into certain kind of moods or dispositions or what have you. And even in the mornings, I remember telling the kids, no, you ain't doing that crazy music in the morning. Not going to happen.
No, absolutely. And you don't even have that piece of paper, and you know. So that means every other parent can know. Yep. You're a very smart person. But it absolutely affects our motivation. It affects our language. It affects, right, look at those girls. It affects our emotions, our motor functions, our sensory processing. If music doesn't affect you, then why do jazz musicians, can they improvise, right? That's their mind. That's emotion. That's them getting ahead of the beat, getting in sync with others. It's affecting their amygdala. It's affecting their emotions. They're the center of the – so – If it doesn't affect our minds, then why is it so popular? So, that irritated me. You know, so I just
they're all experts, you know. But you did see, you know, the Asian woman that got up there, very, very, very upset that she didn't get any love from them,
she still didn't, even after saying that. They were like mocking her in the audience. I don't know if you saw that. That's not the same. What? What? Wow. So using a derogatory word for Asians or white people is not the same as for other. Okay. Why?
Right. It's their truth. I guess it's their truth. Whatever.
Well, that's the thing. Again, fine. If we're going to use everybody's singular truth, then, again, why have prisons? Why have schools? Why have teachers? Why have churches? Let's just go do our thing. And see how that works out. And honestly, that's what's happening. People are just self-anointing themselves that their truth is the right and the only. And look at this world. You can't do it. We have to have order. We have to have a moral code. We have to have some kind of foundation, or we're going to have complete moral chaos in the world. And the media is promoting that right now. It's just sad. It's sad for our younger generation, because, you know, these girls yes, they shouldn't have done that. Again, teaching moment. But they're victims to me. They're the victims of the society and, you know, poor parenting and just a horrible rap culture. I mean, it's
okay. But we're gonna go to my favorite place. Okay, and that is the girls did this because their parents won't parent. People are doing this because parents won't parent. You know, I see it all the time at the board level. The excuses the parents make for their kids, the stuff that the kids are doing. I'm sitting there going, that child won't do that if it's not acceptable at home. The foundation starts at home. They don't learn to be racist at school. They don't learn to be bullies at school. It's coming from somewhere else. Or am I wrong? You going to flap my hand?
You know, a little. Okay, so yes, I hear you. But you, I mean, come on, we both have kids that are not perfect. I don't know anybody has.
Oh no,
kids,
mine are all perfect. Just ask them. They'll tell you. Yeah.
So definitely, consistent environments are going to give, you know, our kids the security to feel relaxed, to be open to learning, to be open to speaking to us, learning how to manage their own behavior, make good decisions. And kids need boundaries. We all need boundaries, right? If we didn't have boundaries, we would just run amok. We need to have laws. We need to have, you know, commandments, blah, blah, blah. And there are kids that, you know, will go and bump those boundaries down and run amok. However, and we don't know what these girls, you know, how sorry they were. But there just needs to be some kind of still a moral code instilled and boundaries mm-hmm. and consistency. So they don't go beyond that, if that makes sense. That they're like, oops, sorry, my bad, I learned. So, I mean, kids listen to rap music. Kids have TikTok and Snapchat and film themselves. I'm constantly, you know,
talking. Not 15 minutes of fame anymore, now it's an hour of fame. All right, listen, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a second. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B and her guest host, Joe Messina. We'll be right back.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold. And believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems to certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
That's horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Be part of the whole solution, okay? And what I mean by that is get informed. Then, I don't want to say start the argument. Start the debate. Stay with the debate. Stay up on the debate, whatever it takes. Because it's sort of what they're going to, you know, they're going to believe you. And stay with it. Let me bring her on because, you know what, I don't want to waste her time, and I know she had a lot of good things to say. Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Melson. You know, I was thinking about what you said about this pent-up stuff, and it makes you sick. Coming from a loud Italian family, we don't hold anything, but we don't remember anything either. You know, one of the jokes is, we'll yell about, my kids will tell you, you yell about something, and 20 minutes later, they want to talk to you about it. You go, talk to me about what? You know,
like, it's over. It's
done. You didn't take out that garbage. That's what I was yelling about. It's over. Sit down. The movie's going to start.
That's
nobody's,
right.
You know, you get it off your chest and move on.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I cannot stand people who are, you know, that bring up the past, whether it's 10 minutes or 10 years ago. It's like, what? Especially as weapons, right? I think people weaponize the past. I have no respect for anybody that does that. It's just, let it go. Jesus didn't do that. God doesn't do that. So,
No.
That's
no, the word's very specific about, you know, God forgives and forgets, basically.
Right.
If we're bringing it up, it's not us bringing it up. I think it's the devil that keeps bringing it up to you to keep you down, to keep beating you down so that you don't think you're worthy of God's love or God's grace, you know?
It's a crazy thing. Yep, grace. There you go. We need to give everybody everybody, Grace. Hey, I got two questions here. So should I read them?
I'm going to read them. Do you although I thought you were going to finish chastising me for saying that racism bullies. That's all right. You can get me later. Go ahead. Read your questions.
So the first question is this 18-year-old. Okay. So he doesn't want his name. He wanted to know if... Okay, he wanted to know if colleges actually look at social media. It's got him a little scared. So, in fairness, I did the research, and you know, according to Kaplan Test Prep, there's a whole website. You guys know Kaplan Test. It says that 65% of admission officers view social media as fair game. 65%. So, yes, short answer. There's a good chance that colleges Hello, starting in middle school, girls, boys.
Start scrubbing.
If it's 65% now, then it's probably going to be just a big chunk of whether you get admitted, too.
Well,
so
the government, there's been some talk about social media scores. You know how you do FICO score for credit? Well, you're going to have two scores. You're going to have a FICO score and you're going to have a social media score.
Oh, we're going to suck at that. We're not going to be getting into any college.
Who breaks double digits again first?
I'm glad I have my doctorate already. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I told you because I wouldn't, it was a secular school where I got my doctorate, that I wouldn't, you know, we had a how to, you know, do sex therapy, basically, and just, you know, sexual orientation and blah, 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 and how to basically therapize people of all kinds of genders and sexes. And it came up, you know, gay marriage and how would you, or gay premarital counseling, and how would, you know, Bridget, how would you, you know, what, write up your report and how would you assess? And I said I wouldn't. And I wrote up a report. And I said, it's out of my scope of practice because I'm a Christian, and I would not be of any help, right? Because it would feel very, it wouldn't feel right for these poor people. So anyways, I wrote a very clinical observation up and paper up, and he failed me and failed me out of the class because he said I was closed-minded and all this stuff. Still got my doctorate, but yeah, I mean, it exists. It exists.
No,
okay,
you got to be willing to fight this stuff. And then to that young person that wrote to you, I mean, I'm going to tell you that when you get trouble at school, they will go look at your social media to see if you have a history of doing whatever it is. Look, if you're one of those kids, you do something stupid one time or even two times.
Yeah.
When they look at your history, they go, okay, like, this kid's a pretty good kid. He shows up for school. He's got good grades. He just did something dumb. But when they go look at your social media and we see that you've got years of making these kind of comments, doing these kind of things, egging these kind of people on, you don't stand a chance.
Yeah. You don't at all. And when I ran for mayor, it was interesting. And then there were a few other business opportunities I had, big business opportunities. But there were liberal people involved and on boards and things like that. And out of I think it was 30,000 posts of mine, they found 11 that they found bigoted or racist or whatever.
You're not working hard enough there, lady. I know.
11. But this is, I got slaughtered for 11, and it was Bible verses, Romans 1, right? They don't like that. And then me going back and forth with a black friend, Shirley Hussar, God rest her soul, because we go give smack to each other on Twitter because we do that. And, oh, that was racist. I'm like, no, we're friends. Okay. No, okay.
Isn't that funny, though? It's always, I have a lot of black friends. We have a lot of fun with this. You know them.
Yeah.
Sonia, Zoe.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun together with this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's always a white person.
Yes.
From the other side that steps up and tell you what a racist you're being. You're going, first of all, I don't even know you. You don't know anything about me. You're white. Bring me a black person that says what we're doing is wrong. Then I'll pull them on the show and they can tell Zoe and they can tell Sonia and my other friends that they're racist.
It's the funniest thing because, you know, Shirley was cracking up about it. I was, and it's like, oh, my gosh. Okay.
You know, funny, they call you a racist. They call me racist. You were very saddened by her death. I wasn't as close to her as you were, but I knew her. We went to church together. We went to a church that was so predominantly black that if you walked in, you could find me in a heartbeat. Okay?
And
both of us were upset by her death. And because it was a friend. It wasn't a black friend. It was a friend of ours that died.
It was a friend, and her sons are now my nephews, and we're helping them through all this. They're here in Texas. They come to every, you know, meal we have, and as far as, cool. you know, holidays and New Year's Eve, and it's, they're just family. We don't, and we talk about this stuff all the time because they're just like, girl, and I'm like, I know. But yeah, it's crazy. And to me, all of the phobes that they've come up, homophobe and thisophobe and thisophobe. And I'm like, you are telling a psychologist, do you understand the word, what it means? It means I'm afraid of you. What? A phobia means fear of. Fear of gay people? I don't, what? What am I afraid? What? I don't even, and it's like, it's things like that that I just, people just accept, and they just spew that word, and the media spews all of this nonsense, and it just makes no sense, John. It drives me crazy.
But you just said it, first of all, we've dumbed down education, so they accept just about anything, right?
Yes.
And I'm so glad you drove it home as an educated person, because I say the same thing all the time. Do you, forgive me, but do you Maronis know that phobic means you're afraid of something? And so when you say I'm transphobic or whatever, it just shows you how ignorant you actually are. I'm not afraid of anybody, really.
No. I'm super curious, like, what they think it means. That just, we don't like them? I like everybody. I love everybody. Like Candace Cameron Bure, I love you. I love all of you. I'm not going to participate in your parade. That doesn't mean I fear you. It doesn't mean I'm going to come to your gay wedding. It doesn't mean I fear you. I love you. I'll have dinner with you. I'll go to wherever with you. But it's like, I don't, why, will you come to church? Oh, no, we're not going to church with you. Okay, does that make you a Christophobe? I don't. You know,
well, do they really love you? I mean, if you invite somebody, it's really funny how everybody's got their own ideas of what love is, right? So if you really love somebody, then you would, you don't beat them up on it, but hey, you know, this is hurting you, or as your friend, if somebody really loves you, why are you doing this to yourself, you know? And, yeah. and another true friend would say, you know what, I appreciate your concern, but I'm not going to tell you, or, you know what, you're the first person who's asked me that question. I mean, am I wrong? I mean, if you really love somebody, you're stopping them from hurting themselves.
No, absolutely. And one of my favorite shows, Illustrations of Love, is in the Bible, where Jesus and the woman at the well, right?
That's my favorite story, too. Yeah.
You know, all these men, he's just living a very sexually depraved life. And they sat and chatted and had lunch. And because he loved her, and she was just like, what are you doing with me? You know, you're like God. And then, of course, at the end, go and sin no more. He commanded her to go and sin no more. But because of all the love, right, and the foundation that he created, she's like, okay.
I'm laughing because if the left had written that book, they'd go, now go have some more fun. Come on back next week. I'll forgive you again.
Oh, my gosh. So we went to this church in Southern California.
You got a minute.
Go ahead. They were telling this story, and they left out the go and sin no more. See, Jesus was accepting of all the good. And they left out the go and sin no more. We got up and walked out and never went back.
Wow.
And they were preaching without the go and sin no more. See, Jesus accepts everyone. So just do your thing. It's like, no.
Wow. Yeah.
No, that go and sin no more is kind of important.
You need to go check. We need to talk about this at some point in time. You need to go check on Facebook. Christian sexuality. These ads going. There's this whole program teaching exactly that God loves you no matter what you are. So if you're gay, be gay, but come to God. If you're a transgender, be transgender, come to God. And it's not in the way that you and I would put it. They're saying that this is good, this is okay, God is accepting. Anyway, where do they find you? We're up against it.
DrBRadio.com.
You make it so easy. DrBRadio.com. All right. God bless, Dr. B. I always appreciate your time with me. Joe Messina, we'll be back in a little bit. You got me for the next hour, and I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to pound on you about. We'll be right back.